As New Yorkers sleep and as we awake, the Indian Point nuclear reactors continue to operate even with expired licenses, which the parent company Entergy is seeking to renew. More than 20 million people live within 50 miles of Indian Point. It's only 25 miles from New York City in Buchanan, New York. In the event of a nuclear accident, an evacuation plan is impossible, according to the federal government's Office of Homeland Security. Tony Grinovich is faculty advisor with CUNY Divest from Fossil Fuels. It works for CUNY to invest in solar, wind, and wave. He says Indian Point's parent company, Entergy, is all about profit.
They're not supposed to be relicensed, but they get away with it because who's going to enforce it? I mean, we don't have an effective enforcement mechanism for this kind of business. So they can pass money, they can influence people, they can kill a billion fish, they can do what they want.
You're talking about Entergy.
Yeah, I'm talking about Entergy, exactly. These powerful companies get away with murder. And we're concerned in CUNY Divest from fossil fuels because 3,000 people a year die from respiratory problems. It's a public health issue. It needs to be perceived of as a public health issue.
And cancer rates for residents in the four counties closest to Indian Point has risen much more rapidly than U.S. averages.
Certainly, there's going to be a significant statistical relationship between nuclear plants and cancer. We know this wherever they are all over the planet. And there's also the problem of waste. There's no waste with solar, but these people who are the brokers of the energy companies can't make any money. If you get your energy directly from the sun, they're gratuitous. Their existence is gratuitous. Their existence should not be at this point because they're profiting off misery and off polluting the planet. And CO2 emissions just came out this a couple of days ago. Are worse than we imagined. And of course, it goes on and on. And, you know, there's absolutely no sense of civic responsibility, no morality. It's all about craven profit from these companies. These people are criminals, that's all, who are involved in this activity. The CEOs, the Entergy, they'll say anything to keep their salaries, and they don't give a damn about the public. The public be damned.
And according to Grinovich, the NRC is no help.
The regulatory agencies basically pimp for the energy companies. They never, this has always been the case. They do not regulate effectively. The SEC didn't regulate the banks, and the NRC isn't effectively. It's a travesty. It's Machiavellian. It's the opposite of what they claim.
Every day that Indian Point is functioning is a danger. The sooner it gets shut down, the better.
Catherine Skopik is chair of Shutdown Indian Point's legislative committee. She wants New Yorkers to urge the city council to pass a bill calling on the NRC, United States Nuclear Regulatory Commission, not to relicense Indian Point 2 and Indian Point 3. This way, reactors will cease operations.
I would like listeners to know that they can help close Indian Point. You can call your council member and ask them if they have not already signed the resolution to please sign it. You can write or call Mayor de Blasio and Nilda Mesa, both with One NYC, and ask them to close it. And talk to your neighbors. Ask any of us to come and speak to whatever group you have, if it's church, school, synagogue, mosque, anybody, any group that you're a member of. Contact shutdownanypointnow.net and ask one of us to please come and speak to your organization about how important this is, because Entergy is spreading tremendous myths that they're clean, that they're green, that there's going to be more asthma if Indian Point closes. Myth, there will be less asthma.
John Reynolds is with Shutdown Indian Point.
Indian Point has had a number of accidents this year, actually fires, but they're not reporting them as fires. And we know that Entergy management does not really get to the root causes of the problems. They have no they don't feel motivated until they feel pressure from elected officials or the people. And that's what our job is too. So the latest case where Indian Point 3 shut down due to arcing and a high voltage transmission line, they never reported the root cause of that problem either. They never do the routine preventive maintenance that is needed.
Reynolds points out that when Indian Point 3 shut down a few weeks ago, there were no brownouts, no blackouts, that utilities pay 27% less for green energy. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.